We're live this morning with you all. We're very excited to talk about a topic that is actually very near and dear to us, and that is creating and failing often and failing fast and learning from your mistakes. And so, again, if you are not aware of Unicorn Finders, we started this over a year ago because we were lonely because of COVID. We were all sitting at our houses, and basically we decided we wanted to hang out. So over a year later, we've had some amazing guests, right? Danny's been on it. We've had some Kelly Vaughn, Ryan Burgess. I mean, like, the list goes on and on. We've had huge names, Netflix, Shopify. I mean, so we're very grateful for our guests, and we're lining up a ton more. I'm going to give a one hint for one of my guests. We have somebody from Spotify coming on in the next few weeks. So very excited for that individual to join us. But let's go ahead and get started on the topic, boys. Failing often and failing fast. Thoughts on this, Jake? I think you're pretty hype on this topic. So talk about maybe what we've done with Unicorn Finders, what you've done in your career, and just kind of maybe give some people some hope that it's okay to fail often.
Well, ultimately the fail fast mentality comes from agile software development, right? How do we make iterative small mistakes so we can get them out of them, figure it out that it wasn't the right thing, or realize, wow, this is a great path and let's keep building on top of it. So if you kind of take that same mentality, it's similar principle to building an MVP or the lean startup, where it's, all right, how do we make it smaller so that way we can do it faster? And then we can drop it if we don't like it and pivot to something else, you know? And and we've done that even with Unicorn Finders over the last year and a half. We're like, I think this is actually better for our brand, or we get some feedback and we're able to pivot. I can't tell you how many ideas I've dropped over the last 6 years, you know, before finding the ones I've really passionate
about.
Jake,
you just dropped an idea last night that for Unicorn Finders that I think is going to become a thing. So I love that.
I'm excited about that one. It's exclusive. It's exclusive, y'all. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, we're excited.
Danny goes, a failure is only a failure if you are too stubborn to take a lesson from it. Otherwise, it's a learning and growing moment. Again, Danny just
absolutely
dropping. Danny's always just dropping knowledge.
Dan, thoughts?
The other Danny Thompson.
The other Danny Thompson. I think I did this in honor of our other friend Danny Thompson.
That's awesome. I just now got Danny that.
I saw he was here and had to make a quick change. I think that the most important thing is being able to separate a singular failure with a wholesome defeat, right? Ooh. And I think a lot of times we do that and say, hey, you know, this particular thing didn't work, therefore everything else that happens after can't work. And that's truly not, you know, the way that you need to look at it.
It's good.
Failure can be a lot of different things. Is failure can be a lesson. A failure can be a small change, can be a success, right? You can do one of two things from failure. You can either accept that you've lost and you're defeated, or you can learn from it and make changes and go from there, right? A failure doesn't stop you. A failure just allows you to reconsider the direction that you're going. That's a lot of story.
Just very like Zen this morning, Dan. Just bringing the heat. I love it. Danny, a few more. Go through and grow through those moments. Failure will make you better. I feel like I'm at church with that one. Go through and grow. Amen, Danny. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then Paquita coming in. Paquita from Baco. Morgan Franklin, what's up, girl? Thanks for joining us. A singular failure versus a wholesome defeat. That will preach. That will preach. Here we go. We're taking people to church this morning.
It's Wednesday. Get the truth. Right.
I love that. So, I mean, my thought on failure is, I mean, listen, I think even one thing that I know I've had to overcome is trying to get guests on the show, right? If we're talking about like how very applicable this can be for failure, I was scared to DM people, right? I talk about DMing people to network all the time, not like being weird about DMing strangers. And it's like, and I just kind of got over it. And listen, I've had people say no, but you know what? I've had way more people say yes. And I think when it comes to failure, I think if you're not failing, like you're not growing. You're just not growing. And like I have failed multiple times with my business at Baco. We've even had some things that Unicorn Finders we've tried to roll out that didn't work, that fell to the wayside, and that's okay. but just don't dwell and move on. Danny, I saw where you, Dan, I was about to see where you took yourself on mute.
Yeah, no, I think the most important thing when you're thinking about, you know, failure and the way that you look at it is how do I classify that, right? Like, how do I classify a failure, right? And is it a failure? And then what is the lesson that I can learn from it, which I think is an important distinction of figuring out what failure is. I think a lot of times people will hit a bump in the road and they're like, well, now I failed, or now that didn't work, therefore I have to completely recalibrate where I'm going. And that's not always the case, right? You have to be able to holistically look at what you're doing and figure out what a failure is versus what troubleshooting a problem might be. I think a lot of times we're so easy to also classify as this is a failure, to be able to then say, okay, well, I'm just going to start over. I'm going to do something completely different. And reality is just sometimes you just need to kind of change your thought process or change the way you're thinking or evaluating that problem or that solution. So I think that's important when you're looking. So when we think of this podcast, right, or when we think of Unicorn Finders as a whole, we've often discussed like, hey, which direction are we going to go, or where are all of the things that we want to try to accomplish? And we look at it and we're like, man, this didn't work and this didn't work and this didn't work. I don't think we failed at any of them. Sometimes there's just a reclassifying.
That stream just failed though. Glad you got back up.
You broke up. You're about to lay the truth and then you broke up.
Oh man, where did I break up at?
Just at the very end.
Very end. I think that we just need to recalibrate what we consider reconsider what we consider failures.
Yes.
And that knowing that failing is okay, but that not every time we're unsuccessful in something or it doesn't work our way also isn't a failure either. Right. Like, I think that oftentimes we throw that word around a lot too.
I like that comment from Shelly right there too.
Fail, first attempt in learning. That's actually pretty tight. That needs to go on like a t-shirt or something. Hey, shout out Tasha.
Merch.
You got a job. Hey, listen, hey. Tasha, that is what I'm talking about right there. Hey, listen, if you got a job recently, listen, we'll shout you out. Congrats, Tasha. I'm very, very proud of you. So I want us to go all around. Oh, Bettina, it comes down to change management. Failing just means a change in direction. God, y'all are just spitting some. I feel like this session is like cathartic for a lot of people. People needed that. And so I'm interested. So we'll wrap up on this. Let's go round table. One monumental failure in your life that you want to share, and how you've learned from it.
I'll go first. I'll lead with one of my favorite quotes, Thomas Edison, when he was talking about creating the light bulb. I did 2,000 tries. Said, I did not fail 2,000 times. I just learned 2,000 ways how not to make a light bulb. I just thought that was so awesome. Anyway, now those Edison bulbs are all the hipsters have them in their house, including Taylor. Now, because I've been there, I saw them. Now, I think probably the biggest thing was that about 5 years ago, I had what I thought was a really good idea for a product. Turns out I was right. Really good idea for a product. And I was so just like gung-ho and didn't know anything about anything and went around kind of like sharing it with different like entrepreneurs, investors in the area. Like, oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? It'd be great. And didn't put anything to paper, didn't put any plan around it, didn't build a business plan, definitely didn't get any NDAs in place. Turns out I went to advisor here at one of the local universities who's helped a lot of entrepreneurs in the area. And he took that straight to an investor and they just got $12 million in funding.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Your idea got $12 million because of another person.
Yep. And they're 50 employees now. It's absolutely a fantastic product. They've built it very, very, very much exactly the same as the diagram I showed him.
Dude, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Well, hey,
but that's what it was. It was like, I want to be excited and I want to be methodical. So what I've learned is that now from all future stuff, if I really want to do it, I'm going to put a few other parameters in place, you know, before I go just blabbering it around. So
I love that.
Hey, stay tuned. We got some products launched, but
yeah, products are launched. Hey, a few shout outs. Brian Smith just got a new gig. Brian landed a new job as well.
Hey.
So Brian, congrats, buddy. I'm proud of you. Obviously, Tasha giving some shouts, or Kathy giving some shouts to Tasha. Kate, what up, Kate? She's Charlotte, fellow South Carolina Gamecock. I like to think of Pivot. I like to think of the Pivot. Oh, episode from Friends.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a Friends.
Pivot.
I'm not a Friends person. I just haven't watched it.
Yeah.
New Girl, though. Come on, New Girl all day. Tasha, I'm glad you're feeling love. Hey, this is why we do this, right? I mean, listen, life's hard enough as it is. Sometimes just having community with people on a Wednesday morning is all you need.
Love it.
And then Brian just – let's compare the host to Super here this morning. We all do have like the same
I'm in third
we're
place.
We're in different states, so we just take it around.
Right, I love it. Jake definitely has the most lift this morning. Dan, give me a failure you've had. And if you need a moment to think about it, I can go.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Let me get my fail chart.
Yeah, fail chart. So I think the biggest – so I'm gonna say a regret. I don't know if it's a failure, but I've been really thinking about this a lot and how I regret or how I have failed to start in building community earlier at Vaco. Because for me – so I have realized that if I put in the things in place that I put in the last year because of COVID, right, the newsletter, the texting community – the podcast. Like, if I started that 5 or 6 years ago,
I'm
not gonna lie, I have been kicking myself a lot, like personally lately, in my head, not actually physically kicking myself, but because like
it's flexible, yeah,
yep. I missed out. I missed out a lot. I missed out on a lot of real estate per se. I've missed out on a lot of opportunity to grow a brand faster, because if I did this 5 years ago, I'd probably be in a different spot than I am now. And so I don't know if that's considered a failure, but it's something that I think is a failure and something I've missed out doing. And that's something myself.
That right there. And I've just watched the stuff you've come up with in the last year. You have tried it and dropped stuff quickly. I mean, that other one straight up, I don't want to say straight up a failure, right? But like, it's maybe a regret that now moving forward, you can be like, well, let me just try stuff. Let me try stuff and see what takes traction, right?
Yeah.
I have a question, I guess, for anyone in the comments in this or either of you guys is, all right, when is the point where you're like, I should drop this, or I've just got such a conviction about it, I just know I got to keep pushing on, right? And where is that?
I don't think that there's like a line of delineation, right? I think that everything requires being introspective and also like lacking pride, right? Like, I think that sometimes we get so focused on, hey, I think that this is going to work, that despite what everything is saying, despite what every other person that's out there or every other thing that's out there says, I think it's going to work, right? And I think that sometimes that works. And it's that me against the world mentality that, like, I think like gets triumphed and played in the media like way too much. Like, I do think it's super, super important to like get feedback, ask for others, but you really need to be introspective about what's working, what's not working, and then being open to like change from there too, right? And I think that oftentimes we get so prideful because it's our idea and we want to say, like, hey, I want to accomplish it. I want this to get done, that we often forget that like sometimes the end product isn't you, it's somebody else. It's a product, it's a service, and we just get so focused on, well, this is what I want and this is what I want to deliver. And maybe that's not what the world wants you to deliver. And that if you open your ears, you'll listen to what, you know, the actual solution is, kind of like your example, Jake. So I think that we always need to be in everything that we do. We need to be introspective and we need to put our pride to the side, but also you need to be prideful enough that if you believe in something, that sometimes it means fighting through some murky muck areas to be able to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's so good. Like killing that pride. It's you have to have the balance of humility and tenacity, I guess, you know, just to keep
it's conviction, going. Right? Yeah. For me, it's like, listen,
going to church.
Like, yeah, just going to church this morning. I love it. It's so good for all of us on this. But like, for me, it's conviction.
Take me to church.
There it is, Danny. Sing it, Danny.
Hosier.
It's if you're not going to do something with intensity, tenacity, conviction, like, why are you even going to do it?
Why
right? Like my texting community. Yeah. I've been on and off, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. Finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going all in on this. Why?
Yeah.
Because I feel like people need help more than ever right now navigating the job search. And so I'm just going to do it. And I've been more convicted about that product that I have. And yeah, it's yielded a lot of success. And so for me, I think if you're struggling that with your initial question, when do you kind of bounce on things? I know Gary Vee talks about this all the time, right? Like when do you bounce on a project and get out? I think when you've lost conviction. I think when you have lost, and listen, if it's not working, you're like, this is going to work. This is going to work. Keep going. Keep going. If you have that conviction, keep rolling. But if not, get out.
I think the important thing is to know is like what your conviction is, right? I think a lot of times we get so focused on, hey, I want to create, or I want to do this, or I want to do that, that we get, or we think of the first thing in our mind, right? Like, what's the solution? Hey, I want to figure out a better way to make coffee lids, right? Like, we think of one idea and we're like, okay, perfect. That's the idea that I'm going to run with. In reality, your conviction isn't the product that you create to like change coffee lids. It's, hey, I think that we can do this better. Right. So like we have to make sure that our conviction is placed in what we're trying to solve and not the product that we're trying to create to solve that. Right. Or what's the way for me to get there, rather than when I get there, I'm going to be satisfied with the final like.
Well, answer, that still comes from that, you know, we keep referencing back Simon Sinek, that start with why. It's like you have to know why you even started to know if you're to even have the conviction in the first place, right? You know, like when we had Jeff Kirshner on here about Literati, you know, he wasn't planning on making a big old company around data science to eradicate litter per se, but because he created that movement on Instagram because he had a passion to be able to get rid of litter, right, through the art of Instagram, you know, it just boomed into all of this. But his why was like, I just want to get rid of litter. This is just sucks because we have such a beautiful planet. We can't stop it, right? And then just kept going, and people got onto that vision, got excited with what he had started, right? Yeah. Really caught it, you know. And then, boom, there you go.
So just give some shout outs, Amy. Thank you again for joining, as always. We appreciate your support like crazy. Yes, Pedro, who's that girl? It's Jess. Brian, you've got some Schmidt on your face. Listen, bro, I can quote that whole dang show back at you. I love it.
So funny.
Brian goes, for SaaS products, think you let the market tell you. You can pre-sell your product with enough info to validate. Listen, I mean, Apple didn't do that. They didn't let the market tell you. They just did it.
They also like came up with stuff that didn't exist. But yeah.
well, like if thoughts, you go back to Simon, but like Simon Sinek like said it, right? He's like, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And Apple, yes, created products that didn't exist, but also Apple did three things, right? Like all of their things were easy to use. Yep. User-friendly, which I'm not totally sure what like the difference that he describes, and beautifully designed, right? Like those were the three things that Apple did when they created any product. That was their mission. It wasn't just to like revolutionize the world of like, Apple's not a computer company. They're not an iPhone company, an iPod company. They are a product design company. That's what they are at the end of the day, right? So that's what I think that the difference is, you know, about what Apple did is like, they didn't just go out there and say, hey, world, you didn't ask for this, but here it is. It's, hey, we think all of these things will make your life easier and it's easy to use and it's user friendly, right?
Yeah.
That was their goal.
And it's better than Microsoft. That's all I had.
That was my goal. Steve Jobs wanted to close down Microsoft or Flash. So he wanted to create products, but that's it.
I like what you're saying there in the chat there, depending on what you're doing, I personally get less caught up in my own ego and more caught up in the loyalty that I've placed to support and help other people.
Can't especially see your face.
You don't love, you need to, you just hear my voice. You're welcome.
You need
to
move.
Welcome to how I feel.
Anyways, especially if it's a job you don't love, you need to move on with your stink. Right there, honesty along the journey allows you to be honest when the journey ends. Right. Mm. Yeah. So it's hard to be that kind of, you don't have to be brutally honest and be a jerk about it, but just being honest with yourself and honest with the people that you're around, you know, then that's it. You know, that's it. It makes it easier to be upfront. We say this all the time, that, you know, for us, for a sales tactic, honesty is the best sales tactic, right? If you cannot sell honestly what you're trying to do and you have to manipulate into sales, you don't have a good product.
Yeah.
You bounce it. Get out of there.
Listen, Unicorn Finders, we're just a community group that helps each other on Wednesday morning, and we sell some coffee mugs. That's it. I'm just
kidding. And
wait till the dad heads come. Yeah, don't forget the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we sold it. We sold dream journals yesterday. Thanks, Larry.
All right, y'all. That was awesome.
We wanted this to be 15 minutes. It's been 24.
I know.
A lot of good comments. Lots and lots of
good comments. Candor,
I love it.
Radical candor. That's the phrase I was trying to remember.
Radical candor. That's I don't know if that's a Gary Vee thing. That's where I got it from, but I struggle with it. Right? I struggle with it from my team perspective. Maybe this can be our next week about actually from a management perspective and communicating and communication style, but I struggle with having radical candor. If we're talking about failures in leadership, I think a lot of times with my team, everybody thinks they're doing great. And then I come at them one time, right? And it just kind of blows
up. It's because everybody struggles. And I know that we wanted to end here, but it's because everybody struggles with failure, right? Like we've accepted as a world, like these really cool quotes that we can put up like in our office to say like, hey, like, yeah. I didn't fail. I just found one way that wasn't successful, right? Like, no offense, Jake, to your quote, but like, it's because like we've said that failure is okay, but we've not accepted as people that failure is okay because we don't reward failures. We only talk about success, right?
That's because right. Like, that's because we've made rejection and failure synonymous, and they need to be separate.
That's it. That's perfect, right?
That's like, it.
It's until the day that we say you can fail and fail safely, that failure will be okay and you can have radical candor. But for right now, it's you failed on this. Therefore, the response is you're reprimanded, you're fired, you're taken off this project, whatever it is. That's how we reward failure in the business, despite the fact that CEOs of this company go on and say, you want to know how many jobs I had before I found, you know, this company and how successful I was.
How many jobs I had before my dad's company gave me money and a job.
Right? Like that's what we've done with failure. And it's so frustrating that like we have this like very like huge chasm in between like what we say about failure and how we accept failure as businesses. And the second we can accept failure as a business as a way to lean forward and move forward is the day that radical candor can actually exist in the workplace.
Damn.
Boom. And it starts with getting rid of social media. No trolls.
You follow us on LinkedIn. Jake, I troll social media all the time. So just
I know, and it's hilarious and I love it.
Yeah, Paquita goes, who am I sending the offer into? Y'all are on it today. Hey, Paquita, just buy a coffee
mug. Just cut me in on the next deal.
Yeah, just please just buy some merch.
Merch, coffee mug, t-shirt. I'm gonna wear my t-shirt. I got the Heather white one, by the way. So Steve's all right, excited. We all gotta bounce. Y'all, thank you again. Tasha, again, amazing. I'm so proud of you with everything you're doing. Kathia, thank you again for your comments. Again, we appreciate you all a ton. I'm not kidding you. We had some things to catch up on for Unicorn Finder stuff. And we said, you know what, guys, we're just going to do a 10, 15 minuter and we're 26 minutes in. Yeah. We almost didn't even do the live show today. So, all that being said, we appreciate you all a ton. We are, no pod tomorrow.
Yeah.
Taking a break. We'll be back next week. So again, I appreciate y'all a ton. We appreciate y'all a ton. Y'all have a great week. Buy some merch.
Hey, please share the Unicorn Finders LinkedIn or post.
Yes.
Reshare, like stuff on it. That'll help us get some more exposure.
And also, too,
more people on.
Also, shout out Unicorn Finders. We just eclipsed 1,000 followers last night. So on LinkedIn. So we started this thing a year ago, and now we're at 1,000 followers. So. It's pretty cool. You guys need a cat in one of the streams. I
only
have a cat
mixed with a Pop Tart.
That's an NFT joke. For an NFT?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Taylor. Right. Hey, if you didn't learn about NFTs from us last week and you haven't seen that video, that was awesome. All use cases, how to get in, how to invest, and what the heck it is. Check that out. Crazy. Super fun.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all again, you boys. I'll see you next week.
Bye. Love you, man. Peace.